You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Department of Small Business Development recently presented to the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Small Business Development the progress of the Spaza Shop Fund that was announced a little while ago, a 500 million rand fund aimed at supporting Spaza Shop owners in various respects. We're going to take a look at these recent presentations in a bit more detail with the Deputy Director General of Enterprise Development at the Department of Small Business Development, Tlenisile Delwa. She joins me on the line now to see what we make of these developments. Medelwa, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Can we perhaps start with an update on where it is that we stand with regards to the disbursement of the fund, the 500 million rand fund that was announced? We know that from what we can see and what's been publicly available, less than 100 million rand has been dispersed across all of the applications that have come through. Can you just give us an overview of where we stand in terms of disbursements?
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to the listeners. Jimmy, I think one needs to just first remind the listeners on how the fund is structured. We have 500 million, which is a fund between the Department of Small Business Development and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. 350 million is from DTIC through the NEF, and then 150 million is from the Department of Small Business Development through the SIDFA, which is the agency. The 150 million that we were reporting on to our portfolio committee and as the Department of Small Business Development is limited to stock, which is a grant element of the fund. However, the NEF does have the 350, which they are disbursing as well. It's a grant as well as a loan, and it involves upgrading of building infrastructure, systems, shelving, and refrigeration. So I really want for the listeners to distinguish between the two, because the NEF has disbursed also on their side, and I don't have their latest figures, but I'm really going to be speaking strictly to the 150 million that DSBD is contributing to the fund.
Medelwa, can we take a look at the intended beneficiaries of these funds? Spaza Shop owners, we know that the Department of Small Business Development has also been on a registration drive to ensure that we correctly register these Spaza Shops in the country. We correctly record the ownership structures of that. Where do we stand on that, and how is that perhaps influencing how it is that disbursements are taking place on the fund side?
Okay, the registration of Spaza Shops is a project that was given to the Department of Small Business since 2024 after the incident of foodborne illnesses, if you recall. And that project has been ongoing since that time. And we are working with municipalities who then give us the data of those Spaza Shop owners who have approached them to apply for a business license or a permit to, because they already have Spaza Shops or they intend to open Spaza Shops. That process has progressed, but not very as fast as we would like, because I think with the announcement for Spaza Shops to go and register, the system in municipalities became overwhelmed. So the data we have received has been coming in very slow, and we are validating that data. When we reported yesterday in the portfolio committee, we did indicate that we have been able to validate about 7,500 Spaza Shops across four provinces, which is Gauteng, Western Cape, Northern Cape and Northwest. Just to be clear, we are not saying that is the total number of Spaza Shops in those places. We are saying it's the data we have where we are able to link a Spaza Shop to a geolocation, and we can be able to safely say, we know the owner here, we know all the contact details, we know they have a license, and so forth and so forth. And that process is ongoing.
Matt Dalloy, when we look at the fund and the number of applications that have been received from the spaza shops there, that is significantly less than the amount of spaza shops that you've been able to correctly locate and track, as you rightly mentioned just now. I want to get your thoughts around perhaps how it is that the department is going to be looking to approach this. It's understandable that the department would have some safeguards to ensure that whatever applications you receive correspond with your own database so that legitimate service providers are supported. How is the department managing this process to ensure that that support is handled appropriately? And how many spaza shops do we anticipate we might be able to assist by the end of the year?
So in terms of our process, we do verify the business license with the municipality to make sure that what we are being presented with is accurate. So that's part of the due diligence. We also do a physical verification where we go to the spaza shop to verify the address and to verify the owners and the details furnished before we approve the application. Just to remind also yourself and the listeners that the fund is strictly for South African owned spaza shops, which means that we do not in any way open the funding to other nationals other than South African citizens. The 150 million that the DSBD has put on the table to support this fund is estimated to support close to 2,408 qualifying spaza shops. Currently, we have approved 1,386. And currently we have disbursed 57 million, which is just over 50% of the funding that we have available. We are on a drive to increase the number of spaza shops who are able to access this fund. And we are really hoping to have completed this fund by the end of the financial year. But it is subject to the spaza shop owners having the right documentation for us to be able to offer the fund to them. But we are working very closely with municipalities through our outreach campaign to assist spaza shop owners to apply, but also where they are not complying, to see what it is we can do to assist them to comply.
The Department of Small Business Development providing us with an update on the spaza shop fund that they have been administering on behalf of themselves as well as the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition and other stakeholders. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Deputy Director General for Enterprise Development at the Department of Small Business, Qinisile Delwash, for joining us to take a look at the work that they've been doing within the department and where that fund stands at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.